Hey everybody, welcome back to into another edition of Rapid Recap here at Inside Nebraska. With me as always is Tim Verhese. I'm Zach Carpenter, and coming to Memorial Stadium after Nebraska's fifth spring practice. And before we get going here, just encourage you guys to quickly like this video, subscribe to the Inside Nebraska YouTube channel, where you can get all of our practice footage, all our press conferences, and our analysis videos, just like this one, dropped directly into your feeds. So Tim, I'm not gonna lie to you, man, I'm a little tired. I'm very tired. I'm exhausted. Had a tiring week. Don't have much juice. Trying to create some juice, create some energy right now by being overly enthusiastic. And it's just perfect today because that's exactly what Nebraska's trying to do on their offense. And that was the theme of the day in my mind. The biggest takeaway from a press conference today with Marcus Satterfield, Glenn Thomas, and the three quarterbacks was one main goal other than taking care of the ball, not turning it over. The main goal for this offense is creating some more explosive plays and throwing the ball, especially downfield.
Yep. All three quarterbacks kind of touched on it. You know, both offensive coordinators, I guess, you know, co-offensive coordinators now, yeah. Kind of touched on it as well. And, you know, like they said, you know, creating explosive comes in different ways for this program, but, you know, they've got the, they believe they've got the quarterback talent in there to, you know, really throw the ball around downfield, and you know, I think they have got the receivers as well to do so.
Yeah, it's funny that you slipped a little bit. You said both offense coordinators, but it's funny because that's kind of what it is.
Yeah,
and you weren't here in December when and January when Glenn Thomas was hired, and we're asking Matt Rhule, like, what's the gave co-offensive coordinator title to Glenn Thomas, so what's sort of the dynamic there? And that was something that they sort of touched on today. Marcus Satterfield did, especially, like, the dynamic between him and Glenn Thomas was great. They hit the ground running. They've worked together before. So it is a cohesive operation right now, in that in the offensive meeting rooms, as they design the build on the design and the structure of this offense, now that you have a full-time quarterbacks coach and you got quarterback talent like Dylan Raiola and Heinrich Harburg, Daniel Kalin. Heinrich Harburg, one of the things they're working on him with is mechanics, footwork, getting that elbow up. Dylan Raiola, some of the same things, but with Raiola, the biggest takeaway in my mind was, again, you have this offense who is wanting to create more explosive plays and throw the ball downfield, and you have a quarterback who was asked, what's one thing you think you've been doing really well so far in practice? He said, in creating explosive plays has been one of the areas I've been doing pretty well in. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, very good sign. And, you know, you go back and watch Dylan's high school tape, which, of course, you know, everyone has at this point multiple times. We go back and watch his tape, you know, there's 50, 60-yard throws on there pretty consistently, even dating back to his sophomore year of high school. You know, this is a guy that can really, you know, like, you know, you've got receivers now like Jalen Lloyd and Malachi Coleman that can take the top off of defenses. And you've got a receiver or a quarterback now, you know, that could actually do that and get the ball to them, you know, 50, 60 yards downfield.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you watch his highlight tape, man. Like, I know I've said, I think I've said the story on multiple platforms like eight times now, but it was a Thursday before, on a Monday in December, a week before National Signing Day, is when the rumbling started coming out that he was interested in Nebraska again. They wanted to take an official visit, and the Huskers were back in the ball game. Thursday, so a few days before that, it was when he released the senior year highlight tapes at Buford. It was 17 minutes and like 30-some seconds of highlight tapes. I'm just watching the highlights, just cackling. He's unloading 60-yard bombs downfield off 1 foot, like running, escaping pressure, evading pressure, and throwing them on a dime. So you get that explosive, like, just straight-up fun element that you're going to have to this offense. But when Dylan was asked, like, does creating explosive plays, does that always have to – mean like a deep ball downfield throw? He's like, and he just like, no, not at all. Like, a lot of it's just getting the ball to our playmakers, getting the ball to guys in space, because he said we have some juice on the edges. I know the quote, we have some juice on the edges, really got people going.
Yep. And you know, it says a lot about just kind of the receivers they've got right now. You know, like the guys we've already mentioned, Malachi Coleman, Jalen Lloyd, even some of the tight ends, Thomas Fedoni, Carter Nelson coming in the summer, Demetrius Bell, we'll touch on later in this video. But those are guys that can create after the catch. Even some of the recruits they brought in, Ja'Cory Barney, some of these guys, something they didn't necessarily have across the offense last year that they now feel like they have is is something that, you know, a guy that, you know, can create, or guys that can create after the catch, and, you know, that also ties into, you know, the RPO comments we heard today.
Yeah, you got to remember, because it's easy to forget, the rash, the epidemic of injuries all across this roster last year, but especially the receiver room. I mean, you had Isaiah Garcia Castaneda go down. Who's the receiver? I'm blanking now. Omaha receiver Xavier Betts lead the program just only 3 weeks before the season. Isaiah Garcia Castaneda, he tears his ACL, he's out for the year. Marcus Washington misses half the year. I'm sure I'm forgetting some. Billy Kemp gets hurt, misses a couple games. So you gotta make sure to stay healthy. But I mean, it's football, so yep. Injuries are gonna happen. So you want to develop depth. That's I think one reason they brought in heavy receiver class over the last two recruiting cycles, as the children are here. The children are here to witness our video right now. I'm glad we have an audience. But, I mean, honestly, children, young, this receiver core is very young. You have, like, five freshmen in there, four or five, I think, like, six freshmen or redshirt freshmen in there right now. Demetrius Bell's one of them, who's a redshirt freshman. He's a redshirt freshman who his stock has been trending up. He's been going up and up this entire offseason, but especially this last week. I mean, coming into spring ball, we made a top 10, top 14 Huskers to watch this spring and had him at number four. And so far, that ranking has proven to be a good one, because earlier this week, last week, Malcolm Hartzog listed Demetrius Bell as one wide receiver who's been really challenging to guard in practice. And today, both Dylan Rayola and Heinrich Harburg mentioned Bell as, like, he's a guy who's been standing out and they're mm-hmm. building a lot of chemistry with.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And he's a guy that, you know, even out in the hallway, that was a guy that was mentioned by Thomas Fedoni. I believe at least one of the coaches that spoke today talked about him as well. You know, and you go back and watch, we didn't really see Bell last year all that much. He kind of had to set out a year. He's been activated this year, and they've talked about, you know, how much of a difference that's made to the offense, just having him active out there with the guys. You go back and watch his high school tape. You know, this is a guy that plays bigger than his frame. You know, the first like minute and a half or so of his senior tape is just him mossing guys, you know, inside the 10-yard line. You know, it's like at the goal line, things like that. He's a guy who's going to go up and get it, which is big. You know, that's huge for these quarterbacks. You know, they've got these taller receivers, you know, like the Jamal Banks and the Isaiah Neors and the Malachi Colemans, that can like have those bigger frames to go up and get it. But when you can trust that, you know, you can throw to the little slot guy like Demetrius Bell, and he's going to like put in the effort to go get the ball, means a lot, you know. And not to discredit Billy Kemp necessarily, but Billy Kemp was a little more limited just because of his frame. And so I think what you're going to see out of Bell is a guy that can contribute, you know, all across the offense, and you know, that's going to be there at all three levels, you know, deep throws, short throws, middle throws, like all of that. He's going
to
be there.
Yeah, I think Billy Kemp was a possession slot receiver. He had some slipperiness to him, but he's more possession guy, not quite as explosive, especially laterally. I mean, vertically too, but laterally. And I think you get some of that with a guy like Bell, who's, like you said, has flashed that on tape. Mm-hmm. I remember Jay Foreman and Steve Marek doing a black shirt breakdown of him, and Jay just starts like uncontrolled, like accidentally lets out a laugh, like almost a cackle. Like, this guy's just making plays right now. Like, this is a big time get. That's what this Nebraska staff back in August of 2023, before the season, they're talking privately, like, we love this kid, we hope we can keep him, and they have kept him. And he's a guy who's, again, stock rising. This entire receiver core, like, top to bottom, I think you see the diversity of skill sets and size. I mean, like you said, Banks and Nair, the big body guy, and Malachi Coleman, the big body guys. Then you have Jalen Lloyd, Jaden Doss, Demetrius Bell, as slot guys who can provide some explosiveness from the inside. So I think it's a good just overall meshing of receiver talent to go with guys who can actually get them the ball. You hope can get him the ball in those spots.
And even with those big guys, you know, you've got, like we talked about, you know, like Neor and Coleman, who can kind of take the top off defense, while Banks is more of like a reliable, you know, down to down. He's going to move the chains for you. He's going to be that reliable type guy, but he's never going to be like this home run threat or, you know, like, you know, break a defense. At the same time, you know, with some of the slot guys, Jaden Doss and Bell are thicker, like they're bigger, you know. Corey Barney and Jalen Lloyd, mm-hmm. smaller, skinnier guys, you know, are going to stretch the field for you. But, you know, you wonder how they're going to hold up, you know, against contact, especially, you know, with routes across the middle. You don't really worry about that with Jaden Dawson or Demetrius Bell.
Yeah, I think that was one of the things with Bell is he needed to add size. He was 157 pounds coming in. Now he's up to, like, I think they said 192.
192, yeah.
At one point last year. But, yeah, the Jalen Lloyd piece, I mean, that's another who Rayla said he's building a strong connection with. You start envisioning long, vertical, explosive pass plays downfield. With some of those, with the arm talent that Dylan has. But I think we're going to get out of here now. I think we're just going to wrap it up with a quick video. We do have on Saturday, Matt Rhule is going to be talking. I think they might be scrimmaging. I mean, that sort of would match up with the timeline of last spring, would be to have a scrimmage after the second week or during, at the end of the second week of spring practice. So, I mean, we're going to have a lot of things, I think, to digest from that, from what Rhule said. I mean, last spring game, it was ball security that they were talking about. And then spring game, they had, I think, 8 fumbles and 2 interceptions, 6 lost fumbles, 2 interceptions, which wound up being a predictor of the future. So we're going to be hoping we don't hear about that on Saturday when Matt Rhule talks and breaks things down for us. Again, encourage you guys to like this video, subscribe to the Inside Nebraska YouTube channel, and go to InsideNebraska.com. Tim's our recruiting analyst. He's already got a ton of recruiting updates. He's got some more coming tonight off some important Nebraska visitors who either just were on campus, are on campus, or will be on campus. And then he's going to be going down to Kansas City 7-on-7 event.
Yep, 7-on-7 event. Going to have about 60 teams out there in Kansas, so going to see some of the best talent in the Midwest this week.
There we go. So again, keep it locked in to Inside Nebraska YouTube channel and InsideNebraska.com for all your latest on the Huskers. So for Tim Verghese, I'm Zach Carpenter. We'll catch you guys again next time.